Welcome to today's Harvest Academy Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, Indianola Activities Director Lee Nelson reviews the year of 2021. Taking a look back at 2021 for Indianola Activities, Lee, tell us a little bit about what comes first when you think of the year of 2021, because I know getting back to normal over the course of last year's winter season, and then for the first time after, you know, a year or 2 years break, getting those spring sports back in as well.
Yeah, I think it was, when I think of 2021, just how much we had to adapt to things and then how we became used to those adaptations and now seem to be back to the way we were operating before. Maybe everything's not exactly the same, but just dealing with those changes and making the most out of them.
When I think back on, you know, going into last year's spring season, it was just almost like a look of relief once there got to be competitions going. Is that what you kind of got the feedback from the athletes and the coaches? Like, hey, you know, we missed an entire year. Now we're back at it, and everyone's pretty happy about it.
Well, I think, you know, when it happened in 2020, where we lost a whole season, I think people were upset right away, but then I think they understood that it was maybe something a little bit bigger than sports at that point. And we were definitely trying to get our kids back doing what they were doing before. So there was a lot of disappointment right away, but I think after a while people realized, you know, like the sport part is a tiny part of what's going on right now. So getting those sports back last spring, you know, it's tough when you have to miss a year of a sport. And, you know, do you get the same numbers that come out? You know, are the kids, you know, were they able to develop their skills, you know, without a season the year before? Definitely some relief, but I think just appreciation at that point that, you know, we are doing our best to get everything back and get our spring sports back was big for our kids and our coaches and our program. So I think it's probably we've learned a little appreciation through this whole thing, and I think it was definitely on display last spring.
Well, talking about over the summer, getting ready for this upcoming school year, knowing that it was going to be a little bit different than starting the 2020 year when a lot of things were up in the air and it felt like a little bit back to normal this year, like you mentioned. What were your thoughts going into this year's fall season, knowing that, hey, this is going to be about as normal as we can make it under the circumstances?
Yeah, just a lot more at ease than the year before. You know, when we were starting baseball and softball on June 1st and competitions on June 15th of 2020, and we were the only sporting association doing anything. So we were the guinea pigs and we didn't really know what we were doing, nor should we know what we're doing as we're dealing with something that has, you know, never really been dealt with before. So, you know, that kind of moved into that last school year too, where we're always just trying to figure out what we're supposed to do next. And this year it just felt like we were trying to enjoy what we were about to do, knowing that things were going to be pretty normal and that we're going to have things and we're going to have fans and not have to deal with that kind of thing again. So yeah, it was just a more at ease feeling than it was any time in the last 12 months before that.
Well, going in again the fall season, I don't want to single out football because there was a lot of success with girls swimming, with cross country, both boys and girls, as well as volleyball, but hosting a playoff game for the first time in a long time and then winning that first round playoff game for the Indians, that just felt like a historic achievement for this year's squad and something that they can look back on and say, hey, we broke that streak. It's time to start a new one.
Yeah, I think we had a lot of events in the last year that we could look back on and say, man, that was a pretty special event. But none that, you know, really nobody would have been alive for that was a part of those events. The players, they wouldn't know what a home playoff game looked like. So, you know, that one is just a little bit different because it was something that had been such a long time since we got to do. But not to single out just those guys. We did have some incredible performances in 2021 and really looking forward to what 2022 has in store for us.
Thanks to Lee Nelson for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That's been today's Harvest Academy Let's Talk Indianola. Harvest Academy, a therapeutic community focused on changing lives with a whole person approach in Warren County and the surrounding area.